Welcome back. We're approaching 722. It is 55 degrees. Fall is here. Gorgeous. Tuesday, October 19th. I'm Rick Altson, and this is Real News. Rebecca Jones is challenging Matt Gaetz for his congressional seat, and we've got her on the line now. Rebecca, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine. Tell me what's going on.
So we just filed our first quarterly report with the SEC, and I'm actually pretty excited about it. We have the link to our website, a summary on our website, you know, all of that stuff of transparency that I love so much so that anybody can check it out. And when I launched this campaign, I made a commitment to make sure that I gave at least 20% of what we raised back into the community here. And our final number was 35%.
Wow.
And yeah, so it's something that I've really tried to kind of do as much as possible because I didn't grow up as much. And I always told myself if I ever had the opportunity, you know, if I won, you know, $1 million in the lottery or something, I wouldn't keep it. I'd give it to people who needed it more. So we just last week gave $10,000 to the establishment of the nation's first women's memorial fund.
Yes.
To have a memorial for women veterans.
With Michelle Caldwell. Yeah.
Yes. So we put $10,000 towards that. It's going to be the first of its kind in the country, the only monument to women veterans in the country. But it also will serve as a center where people who are coming in, who are veterans, active, or, you know, they're getting off of their active service, can come and get resources. And so that was one of our bigger programs, giving back to the community. But of course, I'm a big school supporter. and so I've been putting a lot into that as well. Some other veterans memorial projects that we're working on, veterans healthcare, things like that, Defenders of Freedom, you know, some of those close-knit communities. And I'm really proud of it. I have to be honest, I am kind of proud because it's not something that campaigns often do.
Right.
You know, I looked up, of course, Matt Gaetz's giving record, and despite the millions and millions that he's raised, and now he's going for his fourth term, he's only ever donated once, and it was to the New York City Young Republicans Club, and it was $1,500. And I've just kind of been, you know, checking out how things are normally done. And it normally goes to consultants who, you know, your brother's cousin's best friend from college kind of situation gets paid a lot of money to really do nothing. And I didn't want to do that because I think that communities should be first. And if you're not willing to put your money where your mouth is, then you have no business talking.
The person who is talking is Rebecca Jones, congressional candidate. You know, you're moving around the community. You're listening. What are the issues that you see shaping up in this race?
So I think one of the most universal themes is people are just sick and tired of the party politics on both sides. You know, all they ever see is people yelling at each other. Nobody's telling the truth. Everything's, you know, just spin now. They don't know who to believe because you can go, you know, listen to one person who's, let's say, on the right, who tells you one thing, but then somebody else on the right tells you something else. And it's creating fragmented communities. And I think people are exhausted mm-hmm. with being angry and with fighting with their neighbors for so long. And they want someone who will run to do more than just stir that up. They want someone who will say, look, we're not going to agree on a lot of this stuff, but here are the issues that we do agree on. And if we work on those, we can actually get something done. Because a lot of people feel like nothing's actually getting done. We're not moving, you know, the needle. We're not taking care of critical infrastructure issues or child poverty or veteran homelessness and suicide because we're too busy fighting about things that some people will just never agree on.
Rebecca,
go ahead.
No, and I think you're right. I think the issue is that the politics has become stopping the other side and making them look bad rather than accomplishing something. And I think that's a huge, you know, that's a huge challenge. I think we see it now on the local level. I've got a hard break coming up. Let our listeners know what your website is and where they can find more information about you, Rebecca.
Absolutely. So if you Google Rebecca Jones for Congress, it'll come up. But my website is my name, RebeccaJonesCampaign.com. And of course, you know, my mom was super religious, so it's spelled R-E-B-E-K-A-H. My siblings' names are, you know, Rachel, Gabriel. So it's R-E-B-E-K-A-H, JonesCampaign.com.
Great. We'll put the podcast up, put the links to the website. Congratulations on the money you've raised, and thank you for giving to Michelle Caldwell, one of the great difference makers in the community, for her monument for women veterans. That's a cause that we believe in, too. Have a great day, Rebecca.
Thank you, Rick.
All right, take care.